harbingers. There are kettles of vultures resting on the stove, some apple cores rotting in the trash. Our home's a monastery. Kestrels hang from the ceiling like tiny bells. You get angry whenever I ask too many questions, but my gullet hangs open, thirsty for answers. Every day's a black hole with a pinprick of swallowtails at its center. I'm so thirsty for answers. When they start falling, I'm sure to drown along with the turkeys. You know I'm too impatient to do otherwise. I disregard every tender gesture, every kiss and caress, dancing in a pirouette of pink flamingos, perfectly on point, and still reckless. I don't regret teaching you how to hate inarticulated syllables. When you call me a fucker, I can't help but smile at my own voice parroted back. If it weren't for the cudgel of larks lurking in your iris, I'd wonder if your darkness were different than mine. Day after day of this heartache, and still you fly back to me, puffing up your chest, ostentatious, peacocked and loaded. You don't like it when I burn the dinner or spill the tea, when the porcelain of my throat's too clotted with leaves. You don't like that I might give away the future if I speak. You never want to know what's coming. You never want to think about after. You'd rather drink the future and just as soon forget it, whether jasmine or mint, oolong or honey. Meanwhile, I'm growing ever more vestigial and ornery. There's just no saving us. The ravenous woodpeckers and twittering sparrows watch from the safety of the trees. They know one day someone's going to shoot us down, and all this noise, all this rage we harbor, will mean nothing when we're nothing but a pair of omens nestled in the dirt, waiting, without wings, to be savaged.